Hey everyone, Pastor Tim Karskatten here from Christian Center of Shreveport right here in Louisiana. Glad you're joining us again today here on our daily podcast. Thanks for listening every day, those of you that do that and those that catch us when they can. This week we're talking about, are you a servant or are you a son? And we are talking about the differences between just serving God and doing the things, doing the Christian disciplines alone with the wrong heart, in a sense, versus being a son or daughter of the Lord, where you do it out of love and compassion for the Lord, and then you manifest it that way outwardly. And that's the biggest difference. You know, if we get into religious spirits or religious activity of just doing the stuff for affirmation and or feel like we've obligated to do those things, then guess what? We'll present the Father that way to other people, to our fellow Christians, as well as to the lost and the people in the world. And we recently, one of our associate pastors, Scott Hooper, was preaching, and he talked about, you know, most of the world looks at the church as of us just telling them the don'ts, don't do this, don't do that. And they're not sensing always that we have a compassion for them and a love for them. You know, I work in politics. Most of y'all that know me know that I do a lot of that. I lobby in Washington, D.C. and with our politicians, etc. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned working with somebody has a different opinion than me. So obviously I'm not a liberal, but when I talk to a liberal, you know, one of the things I try to do is identify with what their passions are and demonstrate that I do care about what they care about. And, you know, maybe I don't have the same solution that they do to solve that problem, but sometimes their desire to help is legitimate. They really want to help the hurting, the hungry, those who need, you know, medical care, whatever. And if I have this thing is that, no, that's wrong, I can't do that. You know, if I'm just this right-wing conservative and don't have compassion for where they are and what they're going through and what they have passion for, then I'm not going to connect with them. And that's where, if I have love of the Father, I'm going to have a love for my enemy or somebody who totally disagrees with every point of view I have. And with that, I can then minister to them. Now, I'm not going to change what I believe if it's biblical and if it's a standard. I'm not going to move off of that. I'm not talking about compromise, but I am talking about, as a son, I'm demonstrating the love of the Father to the other side. Now, Jesus, you know, when he dealt with politicians sometimes, and he dealt with, that's what the Pharisees basically were. They were politicians. They were appointed by the Romans, and they were making law. That's what a politician does. And they were declaring laws, and there were times he had to be very firm with them because their hearts were hardened. But those that were open, he reached out to as the Son of God, demonstrating forgiveness and an open arm for them to come in, no matter what lifestyle they've been living. If they would turn to him and believe, he would receive them in. And he would do that to a Pharisee as well, if they would do that. Nicodemus, we see that. And there are stories where he reached out to them, and there were some that believed. So, you know, and that breaks the old lie that a politician can't be broken, and they can, you know, when they have an encounter with the living God, they can. And so as a servant, if I'm not careful, I'll just tell them what's right and wrong, and I won't demonstrate a way back to the Father. And that is where there are times we must speak truth. We're not going to deny the truth, but we're going to do it in a way, when I have intimacy with the Lord and I have a relationship with God, I'll know how to minister that to somebody else that doesn't believe what I believe. Never compromising the truth, but always ministering a way back to the Lord. Okay, so we're lining that out this week about what is the difference between the servant and the son. And when I say servant, I know that's a good word in Scripture, you know, to be a servant, but I'm talking about servant in the sense that you do not have relationship. You're doing it out of obligation. And you're doing it, in a sense, to gain authority or gain power in the kingdom. And you're not going to get it that way. You're going to get it as a son. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. That's what the Father said of Jesus. May it be said of us as well. Well done, thou good and faithful servants. right? Servants in the sense that they had the sonship, the love of God upon them, and they did it out of love, not out of obligation. So servant is not a bad word. It's scriptural, but when it's with the wrong motive, we're just doing the stuff. And we don't want to just do the stuff. We want to do it in love. And that's where we want to grow in this place. I was walking in the power that he was given by the Lord, by the authority that he was given. He demonstrated to us what it means to be a son of God and to walk as a son and not just as a servant. You know, he was always serving others, but he was doing it as a son, which recognizes that, hey, I have the fullness of the Father's agreement on my life. And for us, when we walk in sonship, we're adopted into this thing, as Romans 8 tells us. When we walk into this thing, we recognize, man, I am here by the mercy and the grace of God. That's why Romans 12 tells us, you know, to submit ourselves to the Lord. But it says, you know, come to him and worship him. And by the mercies of God, presenting our bodies as living sacrifice. Why do we say by the mercies of God? Because our bodies cannot be a sacrifice unless it was the mercy of God that allowed them to be. And so Jesus, you know, when he was tempted in the wilderness, Luke 4:6 says, all this authority I will give to you, for this has been delivered to me. Jesus was telling that. So Satan was saying to Jesus, all this authority I will give you. Well, where did he have the wherewithal to offer Jesus authority? Well, that's what Adam and Eve did not know that Satan wanted from them, which was their authority. Authority for what? To rule the earth, because that's the temptation of Jesus. He was offering him the ruling of the earth. And see, as a son, you know, we're going to be able to rule and reign with Christ in the earth and in the age to come. But as a servant, you can just do the stuff and you will not rule. You will not have that authority, because God is not going to allow you to have authority when you're doing it for selfish gain or for affirmation and attention to yourself. And so you can't just do the things. Come, you know, to congregation, read, do the different things that we're called to do. We are called to do those things, but our motive has to be checked. What are we doing here? I think the disciples prior to the resurrection had mixed motives. You know, Jesus dealt with Peter that way. Remember when Peter said, you know, you'll not go to the cross, we'll stop you. And Jesus said of him, you know, your actions are the things of men, of man. That's the flesh. So he had a mixed motive. Just right prior to that, Jesus asked, who am I? And Peter said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, yes, Peter, you know, the Holy Spirit told you that. Flesh and blood didn't tell you that. So here we see Peter was mixed. He had some things that were right and some things that were wrong. He wanted to be a servant. He wanted to demonstrate. He wanted to perform for Jesus and say, Jesus, I'm going to be your savior. I'm going to be your warrior. And Jesus said, get thee behind me. I'm not going to do that. So you understand? So I think sometimes in our life, we're going to walk in both realms. But our goal is to be a servant and a son as one. We serve out of a sonship of the Lord. And that, you know, when Satan tried to get this power, he tried to convince them that they could figure this thing out, the knowledge, and that through that they could be like God. You know, they could have that authority like God did. And we know that's not true. You know, if we can gain something that way by earning and working, and that's what a servant does when he's not walking towards sonship, is that you'll think you can gain it. And that's what the tree of knowledge of good and evil was all about. They were trying to get the authority of heaven, you know, that way. But what they did when they tried that, they gave up the authority on the earth. And ultimately, they gave up heavenly authority. And you can become like God, he said, Satan did, if you eat this. But they gave up authority. They did. They gave up authority and they thought they were getting power to be like God. Do not substitute the authority that Christ wants to give you for a power encounter. You know, I love power and I want to walk in power. We need both. We need both power and authority. But the fact is, in a sonship with the Lord, when you have his authority, you don't feel a need to demonstrate power. You don't feel like, okay, I gotta demonstrate that I have power in life. And that sometimes if you're a servant, you're going to want to demonstrate. And if you're just a servant and not walking in this love of the sonship of God. And that's where we have to understand, when you have all authority, you don't have a need to be heard and known about. How many times did Jesus perform a miracle and tell the person receiving the miracle, don't go tell anybody? How many of y'all would do that? How many of y'all would have somebody's leg grow out, somebody be raised from the dead, and say to them, please do not go tell anybody what just happened here? Because why? He didn't want to draw attention to that, and people just come for the power encounter and not really want the Father and the fullness of the Father. Ooh, that's a challenge to all of us, isn't it? Because we say, well, we just want to glorify God and give testimony what God did. But if your heart's not right and you're not walking as a son, what will happen is you'll do that to draw attention to your flesh. That's just a challenge for all of us. I think we all struggle with it. So don't beat yourself up. But, you know, they gave up this authority, and we don't have to. And that's the same thing the enemy does today. He promises you power, but he wants to take your authority. That's what he wants. And he has no authority, right, on his own. So the only one he can have is what you give him. And we'll close with this. Luke 12:5. But I show you whom you should fear. Fear him who has killed, has power, exousia, authority, to cast you into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. We fear God, and we fear God alone. That's the only one we fear. We don't want the enemy to have our authority. Every sin will cause you to give up that authority. And let's not fall into the sin of sinning against love. Let's receive the love of God and walk in the fullness of the love of God, knowing that he has given us this grace to walk in all that we're supposed to walk in. All right, see you tomorrow.